Nation Building, Part 2. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Election Day in Afghanistan. Courageous voters under NATO protection ink their fingers despite the Taliban threat to cut those fingers off. No one challenges their bravery. But at the same time, no one's asking the question, exactly why are we still fighting there? We all knew the answer back in 2001. It was to kick out the Taliban who'd welcomed Al-Qaeda. But now, CBS's Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke, who's traveled there 25 times, says the mission has gone beyond national security. We are back to nation building.
To extend what we call democracy throughout Afghanistan. And the Taliban believe that democracy is a Western religion.
And even though ordinary Afghans don't like the Taliban, they also have a hard time accepting a Western military that's killed hundreds of innocent villagers by mistake. It'd be one thing if this war was essential to America's national security, but Jerry Van Dyke says it's not.
In my view, no.
Because we long ago guaranteed that the Taliban will never again roll tanks into Kabul. This is no longer about our own national security. He says this is about President Obama showing Democrats are just as tough as Republicans.
The war has also crossed the border into Pakistan. Under President Obama, the United States has launched close to 55 drone attacks in the tribal areas to target Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders. There were about 18 during the 8 years of the Bush administration. He has ratcheted up this war much more now than the Bush administration did.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.